This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a series of development projects worth over 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal last evening. Addressing a public gathering, Prime Minister said the development of eastern India is central to the vision of a developed India and asserted that the Union government is consistently working towards this goal. Highlighting major rail initiatives, Mr. Modi said the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train was launched from West Bengal on Saturday, while the state has already received nearly half a dozen Amrit Bharat Express services. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, a project that includes an inland water transport terminal and a road overbridge.
Malda se Pashchim Bengal ki pragati ko gati dene ka abhiyan aur tez hua hai. Nayi rail sevaye Pashchim Bengal ko mili hain. Saathiyo, Bengal ki is pavan bhumi se Bharatiya rail ke aadhunikaran ki taraf ek aur bada kadam uthaya gaya. Bharat mein Vande Bharat sleeper trainon ki shuruaat ho rahi hai. Ye Vande Bharat train made in India hai. देश की पहली वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन मां काली की धरती को मां कामाख्या की भूमि को जोड़ रही है.
US President Donald Trump has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be part of the Board of Peace that will work towards bringing lasting peace to Gaza. US President has sent a letter to Mr. Modi in this regard, which was shared on the social media by US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore. In his letter, Mr. Trump said it is his great honor to invite the Prime Minister to join him in an effort to solidify peace in the Middle East and at the same time to embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. The US President unveiled the board as part of the second phase of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Sheikh Mohammed is visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is his third official visit to the country since becoming the UAE president and his fifth visit in the past decade. The talks are also expected to cover regional and global issues of mutual interest, including developments in West Asia, where India and the UAE share a high degree of convergence. The filing of nominations for the election to the BJP national president will take place today. According to the poll schedule released by party national returning officer and MP K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The whole election process will take place at the party headquarters in New Delhi. We have a report.
As per the election schedule, scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., followed by the withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open until 6 p.m. this evening. After the completion of the nomination process, polling, if required, will take place tomorrow. The official announcement of the new BJP national president will be made on the same day. The BJP's national president is elected by an electoral college comprising representatives from the party's national council and state councils. At present, the post is held by Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a major success for security forces, six Maoists, including four women cadres, have been neutralized in an encounter in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. The operation carried out by a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, DRG, Cobra, and Special Task Force, STF, marks a significant blow to Maoist activities in the region. The slain Maoists have been identified as Dilip Bedja, Madhvi Kosa, Lucky Madkam and Radha. The identification of the remaining two is still underway. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma said that with the elimination of Bedja, the national park area can now be considered almost free of Maoist presence. The World Economic Forum will begin at Davos in Switzerland today. More than 3,000 global leaders are attending the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation to take part in the five-day talk fest. And in men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore last night. Chasing a target of 338 runs set by New Zealand, India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs. Virat Kohli scored a century and was leading India's chase as the team struggled to keep up after losing four wickets in just 13 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.